professional quality of minutes that you do. I think that's a very fine thing. I would like to interject a special event and have Mr. Joy Staples come forward. For those of you, you need to realize that to serve on planning and zoning, it is an opportunity that is provided to us as volunteer people. We are appointed by the county commission. I think we serve four-year terms. Eternal terms, sometimes it seems like that. But the reality is that this is a voluntary, citizen-based board of the Planning Commission. The other thing is that we represent the townships of Taney County, and representing Scott Township was Mr. Joy Staples. And so if you'll please come forward, please. Well, you may have a few words to say, but why don't you come up here? Is there a photo op? Do we need to worry about? Okay.
Let's
okay.
Video it.
Okay.
And we can get it still.
Okay. Okay. Well, for the general information again, Joy Staples came on the board in 2006 and just recently resigned as recently as a month ago. And the reason for your resignation is you wanted to watch baseball on Monday nights. Is that something? Okay. But after 4.5 years of service with planning and zoning, and a high devotion and a high attendance rate, because we keep track of our attendance at planning and zoning meetings, and Joy has a very good attendance record. But in appreciation, I don't think people should leave years of service for the public without having some kind of token. And this is a token letter of appreciation, and I'd like to read it. It says, the Taney County Planning Commission would like to extend their appreciation to Joy Staples and to acknowledge the accomplishments he has made and the level of commitment he has exhibited in the effort to improve the development in Taney County, Missouri, while serving as a Planning Commission member. The Planning Commission would also like to thank you for giving your personal time to serve the public and the dedication you have shared with us in addressing the many issues that we have been involved with in your tenure on the Planning Commission. And it's signed by Sarah Kleinfelter, Chairman, and Sean Pingleton, Vice Chairman of the Planning and Zoning. So Godspeed, good luck, rest and have a good time on Monday nights. Okay, well, let's get to the matters at hand. Joy, are you going to stay for the meeting because it's so much fun?
you want your chair back, Joy? you can have your chair.
Okay, we need to go on to the final votes. And first proposal under consideration is the Watkins subdivision, lots 3 and 4. This was a lot split. And Eddie, what information do you want to share?
A few things. First of all, We didn't get the opportunity to see videos last week because we were having some issues. And I think we probably ought to watch those this week because, first of all, we had a guest photographer, but more importantly, our code book now states that we're going to watch a video.
Right.
So if we can, Dan, let's go ahead and watch
which one, Eddie?
Watkins subdivision.
Which one is it?
It'd be the first one on that list. And then, you know, there's the ultimate, then there's the one after. But we're actually going to look at the video.
That's what
we're talking
about. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
This is not video.
This one.
Okay. She's a little out of frame there, I think.
Okay.
Oh, here it comes.
I was getting used to it. Do not give me a hard time about this, Eddie.
Now, anything you see happening is actually not the fault of the computer.
And is the representative from this development here? You're representing the Watkins?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you were here.
There's a house here, and as we come back around, you'll see a house over in this area here, if I remember it. This may be the one where we decided to go over and take a picture of it.
Yes, I only work the camera. You are the director. I'm not taking
I'm
full responsibility.
But this will kind of give you a 360 here. She has to get wound up to get going. I'm going to look hard and pull backwards. And you can coming around here. This is the closest house to that split. It's hard when you've not walked and held the camera or drove and held the camera. Mm-hmm. So, but she did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to give you some time to cogitate on the llama farm there.
Do you remember the guy that came in that had the alpacas?
Oh, okay.
That was the alpaca house.
Mm-hmm. He was from Chicago or somewhere.
Yes. He came in when that other subdivision was trying to come in down the road here with the smaller mm-hmm. lots and everything.
Okay.
And this is the area in here where that new lot would be. Okay, Dan, I think we'll let it stop there.
Okay.
You want to see the...
This project, again, is on Highway 176, and it is a request to split a total of 26.31 acres into three parcels. The first parcel would consist of 10 acres, the second one would be 11.31, and the third parcel would be a five-acre tract of land.
Nobody, if I remember correctly, nobody signed up to speak against this or anything like that. We didn't have a lot of questions to ask the developer of that either.
I think those are the wrong parcels, too, if I remember right. Aren't they? They're off by one to the east.
You're off one.
So it's where
you got the right one, but it's the wrong.
Okay.
It is one.
Yeah, it's these two parcels here. So it would be the one next door where the trees were. We were looking at the survey stakes, and I thought that's why we were in the right place. And then this is how these two parcels. Go back one, Dan, if you don't mind. Please circle it. So this is actually where we're standing filming down this way. So it'd be the parcel here and this one. So this house is not as close as we thought. So.
Okay, so most of the 5-acre lot is coming.
Am I saying that right?
No.
Connor, is it these two?
It's those two.
And not
yeah.
this one.
Okay. Yeah.
So we were on the right part standing when we were filming.
Yeah, it's just you got the wrong two.
Okay, these two.
Okay.
The one in question is being split for the most.
That's 26 acres.
Okay.
Okay. Questions or discussion from members of the commission?
My only concern when I went out there and I talked to Eddie about this was protecting, and I feel like that's part of our job, is protecting the existing equity in this house over here to the west, depending on what, you know, how close that, because that lot line is, it's real close to there, but that was my only question, because I think that's part of our responsibility is protecting people's investment, their equity, and their homes.
Again, and assuming that this is in a fairly significant housing area.
They're very nice
and they're very wonderful houses out there.
Lovely houses.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember, because I remember asking whether or not this was a family situation, and I thought you said something about a son would be building one of the houses, and
okay. And I believe he lives right here, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve it as it is.
Okay. That's your first motion.
Well, that lot line is not going to change. That
no.
house was built when
but
that
I'm proud of you. That's your very first motion.
It's well, thank you.
It's a historical time. Okay. And is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Is there further discussion? If not, question. All those in favor of the proposal as you have heard it presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Mr. Watkins, you have your lot split. Okay, the next project is Spring Creek Park Lot Split.
Okay, and we have a representative here, I guess. We do. You asked for a couple of things from me last week when we got back to this, and one of them was an overhead. I believe, Dan, you have the overhead. Did that get on here, the overhead of the whole subdivision? No, it looks like... Maybe I did. So you have a hard copy. This is the whole subdivision because there's some question about lots, and you'll notice up on the northern end of that, but some of the lots are smaller and everything like that, but... what I've done is I've kind of given you a summary in here, and I told you that three things that happened. We heard last week that the community well was at capacity, so that needs to probably be a concern. that's addressed either by having a study done on that well and having them accept the lot splits or our new well or something to that extent. Secondly, there was concern about the street being real narrow, and of course our code book addresses that, and the developer has met the requirements of the code book concerning that. And then, as we mentioned before, the existing house is currently on septic. In order for us to do a split, it's going to have to be attached to the sewer before the split can be done. Just wanted you to keep those items in mind, depending on how you choose to go. If you make a motion to approve, you may want to address a few other things if you okay. don't make a motion to approve. Now, this is the overhead here for you.
Okay.
That you have on your
property. And is there a video of this property?
We do have a video. This is the lot here in question. I want before we go off of here so you can remember that. That's the lot in question. Okay, here we go. That's a little small. There we go.
Is that the right one?
No, that's the ranch. And they didn't come in, Dan, so we've got to skip that one. Sorry, I didn't tell you that.
That's my video.
It's Spring Creek. Do you have Spring Creek?
Who's in that film? No, it was that one that you were on before this one. Go back one more. And I believe that's it right there. Put it on the stage.
And that's environmental, is that it?
No.
No.
Okay.
Spring Creek. Here we go. I wish you could get there.
I took a close-up of it so we could read it from the distance. Okay, so I could read it from a distance.
And can you orient us to where you are?
She is standing right in front. This is looking directly across the street from the property where we're standing. And, of course, this is the street. And, of course, the street has been, that's the hill of my Jeep, really, but this street has been really gone through here where they put in the sewer line and everything. So I don't know if it was originally, this is the property here looking at the existing structure on there and everything. So we're going to walk down here and she's going to take a picture of the other end of it. But the street is in a kind of state of chaos, this being the very front of the house and everything like that, due to this being dug up and the sewer line being put down through there.
And that is a rental property, as I understand it.
I believe the owner is using that. It does have that leased out, if I'm not mistaken. So it's come around here again. This is the street. And,
okay, I haven't gotten
that. I'm feeling good now.
Eddie, is that the carport that you
that
said that was maybe too close to the
that,
property?
That
line?
Is the carport, yes. So that's the thing that sticks out the first.
So it could come out without any grief.
Yeah, if it needs to, it can. But the surveyor should not be allowing him to split that unless he knows that's coming out, because he can't. He shouldn't be drawing a flat that that violates setbacks to create a new lot. So again, this is across the street, coming around, and that's what we have for you on that.
Okay.
I don't know how helpful that was, but there it was.
Okay. Do we have a plat? I remember one that had the three lots drawn in.
Yeah, we have it up here, Dan. We'll go back to that stuff.
Yeah. And because we need the dimensions of the three lots.
So this is how it's split up. Here, this lot line would be the one that's right here. And then this one would be the one here.
Okay. Thank you. Leave that slide up if you can, please. Discussion?
Yeah. Do we take into consideration the traffic and that it would add to that? I mean, the road is really torn up.
And it's a private road, right?
Is that what they said last week?
I don't know that it's private. It's not a county maintained road.
Okay.
The public does have right to access the road. So
okay, sure.
To say private, I don't know that I would say it's
okay.
That's the case. But it is not county maintained.
Okay, but let's talk about that. Will it ever? And would they have to petition for it to be maintained by the county?
If they wanted that to come into the county, it would have to be petitioned, and the county has some rules and regulations for that. Part of it being that the road has to meet minimum county standards.
And the property owner's association, or who would
be
responsible?
Their responsibility for that road. Okay. I guess if they were trying to do something like that, they'd want to do the whole subdivision to do that. I need to look at my my scoring sheet here real quick. I'll tell you how wide the road was, the road easement. The county commission never takes in a road that's less than, I think,
it's 40 foot.
It is 40 foot. Mm-hmm. And so they prefer bigger, but and we require bigger when we are planning subdivisions, but they will take in a 40-foot road if it meets certain requirements, depending on the amount of people that live on it, things like that. So there's things that would have to be done. They couldn't just come to the county and say, take us in, and they say, okay, we'll do it.
Okay.
They have been built out long enough. You know, the county normally requires that in a subdivision that it be built out for so many years so that they avoid the heavy traffic of the trucks and construction and everything like that tears the road up, and then they immediately have to repair it again. There would have to be an effort on behalf of the community, by the community, to bring these roads up to some minimum standard before they ever even consider.
And adding two more residences in there would simply probably irritate an already limited road easement situation.
I don't see it getting any bigger. I know the county's not going to step in and do that because you had two houses or anything like that, and it's not really theirs. I wanted you to notice that on that sheet that I handed out to you, it doesn't show that. This subdivision is basically surrounded by the city of Branson, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I know on this other side here, it's all the Surrey timeshare development, everything like that.
And then there's one directly to the west of it, too.
Right. Everywhere you see purple is the city of Branson and everything. So why it's not been annexed or anything, I don't know. Perhaps they don't want it, but it's getting pretty much encapsulated.
The water issue, again, is a main concern. If I remember correctly, the developer, and would you identify yourself, said he would dig his own well. Did I understand that correctly? And the well would then serve the three lots? Is that?
Probably each individual, the house would maintain on the well, which is existing.
Okay.
And the other two lots would have its own separate well.
And have you checked into how that would affect the existing well? Would it at all?
I haven't checked on that.
Okay. And the other question that I have has to do with sewer. That one lot is very small. And can we go back to that particular spot again? Yeah.
It's all on new city sewer, right?
All of these would have to be connected into the existing city sewer. There would be no septics anymore.
Okay.
And that's what I was telling you. Before we could even entertain the idea of signing a plat for this, this house would have to be attached to the city sewer and the septic system disabled.
Okay.
One of the concerns that I've got about this particular one is after looking at, you know, the surrounding area, this lot that we're looking at it as it is now is bigger than a lot of the lots that are there, but splitting it into three, in my opinion, makes it...
Okay, you go way north on the subdivision.
Smaller.
The lots that are directly around it, you'll see, are just about half the size of this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you go all the way to the north of this subdivision, up into this area here, which may be a different phase, I don't know, they start coming into that size. But if you'll notice just these lots here, especially even this one, you can see that's spot on. These three here are all exactly half of that.
That I could make sense to me, maybe splitting it in half.
In half rather than
the third. Doesn't make sense to me to do that in this instance. When you look at what's right around it. But that's not what's being asked of us, and I don't know if that's in the interest of the person here. If they want to know, well, actually, I've got a question for the developer.
Okay.
So that would be the best way to just.
Okay, and why don't you come up front? So. Okay.
It's better just to ask you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Obviously, you're asking to split this lot into three. Are you interested in just splitting it in two, if three,
like something like that?
is not an option? Or do you just want to talk about three tonight?
Well, if three would not be an option, then I mean, I would definitely be interested in the two.
But he would almost have to come back then with a new proposal, wouldn't he?
Well, you know, I don't know how everybody else feels about this.
I think you could, if you're in agreement there, he's asking for a lot split, and this is what he would like to have. You know, if you are in agreement that you would do two but not three, you know, you can make your decision and say, well, that'll split to two. If he doesn't want to split to two, then he doesn't have to sign
the record. I was just curious, you know, from that standpoint,
but,
if we even...
But, you know, people modify their request.
Yeah, we've done it many times.
On a regular basis. As a matter of fact, the next one here was a little bit of a modified request, too.
There's a lot of trees on the right of the house. Is that just a really dense woods, or...?
There's a lot less trees now from them putting in that sewer line. Okay. So if we would have a current picture, I mean, the trees are less there.
Okay.
So.
And the topography of the land is pretty level?
It actually slopes there.
And slopes what direction?
It's a drainage area.
Towards the middle. Main.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All of those issues are dealt with in the decision record. Sediment and erosion control is 1A, which means if something is done on a piece of property, that the sediment and erosion can't be any worse after it's done than before it started.
The runoff of the property can't be concentrated where it causes any kind of downstream.
More than it did before the project started.
It's not supposed to leave the property with any greater volume or rate than what it did before.
And that's dealt with already in our... regardless of the topography.
Not to say that it doesn't happen, but then
I know,
the developer's responsible.
We talk about this on a regular basis, but a lot of folks out there, you know, they're not here. I know the answer. I'm just...
Okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
Okay. Further discussion? And your name again, please.
Brad Gillum.
Okay. Mr. Gillum, you go ahead and sit down and the considerations and the deliberations are now among the commissions, so further discussion?
You will accept it if we agree to split it into two parts and put a well on.
I would accept that.
Motion?
I make a motion to accept his, with the approval, to split into one more lot and that you will put a well. To accept it.
Okay. To do a two-lot split rather than a three-lot split.
Rather than a three.
And a well. Is there a second?
I would second that motion.
Okay. Okay.
It has to go on the sewer.
It's a discussion, yes, sir. But yes, that before we discuss. But you're in that time now we can discuss.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ray. You were going where I was going to go. Go ahead.
Do what?
You were getting ready to say what I was going to say about the sewer.
If we need that in the recording,
we probably before we sign. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have that in your decision record.
I'd like to have that in the decision record.
Okay, and Rick, you're pleased with modifying your motion
to include the sewer.
Okay.
But that's mandatory. But it is that I would. Yeah, that would be the thing.
I support that.
Do we need to be specific as to which sign or where the lot split would be for the two?
Probably.
If you don't want this little lot here, I would say we need to say it needs to go on the
okay.
side.
Okay, I think we need to be specific that it would go to the
just to be
the east side or
lot 13C would be the one we'd be approving.
Yeah. On this plat here.
Yeah.
Now, this lot may become a little larger. I mean, he, in theory, he could move this closer to here because now this lot has all this. You don't have a problem with that, but actually it's going to be on the lot where 13C is represented.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Can we not add a minimum of 11,000 square feet lot?
You can do whatever you like.
That way we don't have to, that pretty much would take care of that.
Okay, so the motion has been made to modify the proposal to a two-lot split on this property. And let's see, we've added that they must be on city sewer.
Existing
they must have a well dug for the new lot. they must, and it must be 11,000 minimum square feet, and it must be the lot immediately to the east of the property.
Now I want to answer one more question.
Okay.
Before you vote. Mm-hmm. You stated that you must have the well dug. Do you want that well dug before the lot is split?
I don't.
Because that can become the responsibility then of whoever sells it.
Before construction is done.
Before construction. Now
that, before any construction is done, the well.
That's a little harder to watch, but we can do that. I just want to make sure, because if he brings the plat in to me, and he's on sewer, and he's got his lot over here on this side.
Of course. I have a feeling you'll know.
Okay.
I mean, because there's nowhere
else. There may not be a well, but we can go ahead and sign the plat, that's what I'm saying.
There's nowhere else for him to hook up unless he works something out with it.
Right.
Okay. Discussion finished. Okay, we've already had the motion with...
To agree.
Oh.
To the changes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, ready for the question? Okay. And you understand all of the codicils that have been added to the motion? Bonita, would you please read the motion as you have recorded it?
Motion to approve based upon the decision of record with a change of splitting into two lots with a well to be dug and with the existing structure hooking onto city sewer. The new split shall be known as Lot 3C and will be 11,000 square feet.
13C.
Minimum.
13C. With a minimum.
Yeah. Minimum.
Minimum
11.
And
a minimum.
No, it won't be C then. It'll be...
I don't know if we...
Because this is lot 13 now, so it'll be lot 13A and 13B is what will come. But you're identifying it as where lot 13C is at this particular time.
But you had something in the wording there about that the well would be on the existing structure. What? Read that part again, please.
Where the well could be dug, splitting into two, I didn't say, that it would be split into two lots with a well to be dug, and with the existing structure hooking onto city sewer, I didn't say where it could be. You want me to put where everything?
But existing structure implies the existing structure.
Or put that well on that.
well to be dug on the new on
right.
The
exactly.
Lot. That, but it's not having the well is not contingent to sign the plat. Just that construction.
Okay. But the other thing, again, is that do we need to say something that the new lot would have to be on the
new
city
lot
sewer?
Would have to be, because we want to
okay.
Issue a permit.
Okay, and that's covered in the decision of record, you think?
Yes,
okay, and then just another question, and this, in fact, does this become lot 13B when
right,
you go
now,
to,
this is lot
to
13,
two lots?
So when they come and, I mean, he can number them, whatever,
okay.
It should become lot
okay.
13A and 13B.
Really not our decision, is it?
But we were just using that more as a reference
okay.
point to identify.
Okay, got it. You've heard the motion. We'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion with all of the additional requirements, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Okay. Let's move on then to the National Institute of Marriage.
This is another one of those... We're going to show you the video in just a second, but you remember last week as we were in the public hearing phase of this, it was mentioned that one of these buildings was dropping out, so there was a modification on that. So kind of restated what it would be as far as buildings and everything like that. The number of cabins didn't change or anything, but one of those counseling, I think it was, and they can explain it to you in just a minute, buildings did drop out, so it's a little less than what it was. We talked about a lot of things as this thing came up. Some of them are things that we can deal with. Some of them are things that have to be dealt with other departments. Some of the things that, like the stealing of rocks and the speeding cars and everything like that, is something that really should go through the sheriff's department. We don't have any way to do anything with that. You do have your concerns about roads, about safety, about the way the sewer is going to be handled, things like that. Our biggest concern last week dealt with access easement. Who has what? What's going on there? So I did go and pull the plat. There is a duly recorded plat that came through our office for a minor subdivision filed by Mr. DeLilio. And in that plat, this road here is a 50-foot platted road easement. And the only way that road can be vacated would be that the commissioners would have to vacate it. And they've got a process for doing that. It's not anything that we have to be concerned with. Right now, that road provides access to this lot, and this lot. Now, this basically is just a flag lot. This individual here owns this, and I've got all the names listed for you on the property there. Again, this is a platted road easement. It's there. It exists. Now, the subject property that we're discussing has its address on Ella Road. So their setbacks will have to be measured from Ella Road. This Sunset Inn Road becomes a side road. So this would be frontage, this would be side, and, you know, from the property lines, everything like that. So that's where they'll have to sit. Which left us with one other property in question. Dan, you have that last plat up there?
That one.
Yeah. This was the only other property here that we had a question about. And I did go in and see Tim today. I had a warranty deed, and I asked him if he would plat this easement so I could know exactly where it was. And the easement to this property, it states on their warranty deed that this is a road easement. It's not a platted road easement. It's a road easement. I'm going to have to get some legal counsel as far as how this is treated differently from anything else. But if you'll notice, it follows the same one the other one did, and then it goes up through here. Now, I don't know what their rights or anything like that are. I don't know in this situation if the county commission would have to vacate this kind of an easement or not, because it's not platted, other than the fact, you know, it was done through meets and bounds on a warranty deed. I did not find how this property got split off or anything like that. I don't know. It should have been. It wasn't part of this minor sub that came through, and I just don't know. I know the house was built in 1995. How it got to this situation, I do not know. But all of the properties touching this property that we're looking at do have legal access and at the minimum that they need. Now, when this subdivision came through by Mr. DeLillo, it was signed off by Kurt Larson and by Ed Akers. And as you know, anytime that we have acreages that are less than five, we require the road to be in. So, and Mr. DeLillo should have had to put this road in through here to minimum county standard, which would have been 50-foot easement, which is there, and 20-foot driving surface with 2-foot ditches or 2-foot shoulders and ditches and everything like that. And we're going to show you a video here in a minute, and you're going to see that he did not. I have had this discussion with several people, and I don't know, as the new owner, if you can say, well, you've got to put all this in. Now, you have the right, as far as safety is concerned, to consider that. I mean, that's an option that you may. You know they're going to be using this part of the road here. At least they're going to increase traffic on that part. So you may choose to say, we got to do something about this immediately. Whether it's what they want to do or something different or whatever the case might be. But you do know if you approve this, that traffic will increase right here. Once it gets to here, this is what these people bought. This is what they agreed to, and it's not an agreement that this property owner here made with these people at all. Again, just to bring that to your attention. But everybody does have their access as it goes. So Dan, let's see a video so you can see what we saw. This is going to be out in the very front on Sunset Inn Road right here. And we're going to give you a roundabout on this, and then we're going to drive you down the road in a couple different places so you can see.
And is that the existing property, or is that
adjacent property? Right now on Sunset Inn Road. This is the, I'll show you that in a minute, but this is actually Sunset Inn Road here. And so right here would be that 13-foot strip, and then this would be the lot next to it where that house was that you just saw, and we'll bring that back up for you in just a second. But this is the road
that leads to the property.
That is Sunset Inn Road, that you would come down there and you would take a left onto Ella to get into the property. And this is just kind of the...
And that road dead ends at the end of the road, is that right?
No, Sunset Inn Road actually goes down a little far. I mean, it does down there a ways and everything, but not just right. Okay. Dead ends just right.
But it's not a connector.
It does get pretty narrow right there. But this is Ella Road here going in. You can see it's one car wide. And we're going to get in the vehicle here in just a second and go for a ride.
Okay, and what was on that sign?
That was the sign for the bed and breakfast. It was there. And then that's the house in the lot next to the house that has the lot that has the 13 foot.
Okay.
So here we are going down the road. And here they want to put the one way going in here and then the other one coming out so they don't have to cut all these trees down. You know, and as long as they can work out an agreement with Road and Bridge, which they have talked to them about, they stay within their easement, shouldn't be an issue. You see meetings in the middle of mm-hmm. accesses all the time. As you come down through here, this feeds the first lot there, the guy that has the 13 foot, I believe, access easement, and then we're just going to kind of drive you around here to see. And then we're going to go back on Ella Road. It's here. And then we're going to head up, and then this is that 50 foot road easement that goes back.
Well, how are they going to get that in to meet county standards without taking out some of those trees?
Well, let me come to that in just a minute, right, since we finished with this, because this is the existing house, and then this porch over here with some of the structures. And then this is the, is that it?
Yeah, that's the log cabin.
Well, this is the road that goes down to the log cabin, but the log cabin sits right over here, if I'm not mistaken. Because we're going to come around. So I was thinking to sit right back in here. Isn't that right there? Yeah, there it is. And this is that little 2-acre lot that's over there on the other side. We're in front of the house, head back out. This is that circle driveway you see on there, and this would be Elbow Lane coming, or Trail Lane comes up into there. And I'm going to take you back out.
What's the current usage for the property? And why are there so many cars there?
Well, the National Institute of Marriage has bought it. Okay. And they were moving in some boxes and stuff like that when we were out there last time. Again, this
so the property is under contract. That's...
I think they've already bought it. It looks like it's changed name, but that was Ella. I'm going back up.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't think we went any further than that.
No, that
okay, Dan. Now, Mr. Edwards, what you would had asked me if I could, real quick. There's a 50 foot wide easement there, and that existing driveway, I think, sits pretty close to the edge of the property line. I didn't survey it, so I don't really know, but I think it's here, and then those trees go down the middle. So it's possible they have 10 or 12 feet on this side, and then your trees, and then you know, whatever, to make up that 50 foot. If they have enough on this side to get their driving lane that they would need, because on your average road, you know, your lane's about 10 foot, and then you need about a total of 12 feet to get your lane, and if there's drainage or, you know, a shoulder or whatever the case might be. And then they left that bit of a median where the trees are, and then on the other side did the same thing. They could do that. One coming in this way, and then when it gets down there and comes together, it could become one road again, but then one coming back out the other way. That's something that would have to be approved by Road and Bridge. I think they've already talked to them, and they didn't have a problem with them doing something like that. It would have to fit within the median. It would have to have proper lane sizes. So it's probably a doable thing as long as that's laid out properly.
But Ella Lane through the trees would allow for emergency vehicles to get in, like fire engines and things?
If the lanes are built to proper standard, yes, ma'am, because they would be a minimum 10 foot wide. And normally they're 10 to 11. Okay. Because I think he's doing a 21, 22 foot driving surface now, but it used to be 20 feet.
Okay. And then on that particular map and that small strip of land right there.
Right here.
The little tiny strip right there.
That is this man's property right here.
Okay.
And that's a flag lot. And what was told to me, and I don't know this, but I had several different people look at this that worked for the county. And the only thing they said was, instead of him pushing this all the way open, either he chose not to make this 63 feet, or whatever the case might be, because he owned it right here, and there would be nothing he could do with that. Or he wanted to make sure that this lot here always had the access on Sunset Inn Road, and so he put that in there so he wouldn't have access to Alpella Lane. I don't know. I don't know what the relationships are. A lot of people look at that and say, well, that looks a lot like a spike strip. I'm going to keep you off of my road by making sure that you have to cross somebody else's property before you get to my road. I don't know. I really don't know. I've seen that happen a lot in Taney County, but this individual here, if he would choose to do so, he can put a driveway in there. It's no big deal. He can go right
out. And how wide is that?
It's 13 feet, but we don't regulate driveways. But he has access. This is a platted road, and he touches that platted road, and he has all that frontage there.
So he doesn't need to put that in. I mean,
no, he does not. Access. But if he wanted to run his driveway right down through there,
because I remember that was one of his concerns.
Because we don't regulate driveways.
Okay. And if they put the two-lane egress and outgress, I guess, that piece of land would not be affected by that. There's enough land in there
currently,
to put.
They would have to stay inside their 50-foot easement.
Okay.
So no, it would not. Now, they can put it right on the property line, and as long as they don't go across the property line, they can do that, because that's the platted road easement. And so you can build, your road in that. Now, normally, like I say, the road is going to have a shoulder or something like that, but in theory, you could come in here with this being 50 foot wide, and if there's enough room on the other side of those oak trees or whatever they are to get your whole driving service, they could put all the driving service right here and then just use that for a walking trail if they wanted to. There's a lot of room when you consider, in actuality, we make them plat 50 feet, but when you're building out your road and everything, 25 feet or so, you can get everything in it.
Okay.
So it's about double what you actually have.
Okay. If it is double road, though, would it interfere with the entrance to that lot 30.05 now?
They would have to. They would probably have to allow some kind of access across it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that could be a concern, because if this is one way coming back out and one way going in, this individual then might have to drive all the way down here and come back. But you would probably have to grant him access along here somewhere.
Yeah.
To
cross.
So.
That we should need to think about.
Okay. Any further questions or discussion on this property? Again, looking for... There's been a change of usage, and I want to make sure that we clarify that. Because you came in asking for one thing, and I have two new office buildings, 154-seat chapel and 25 guest cabins, and so... Yeah, maybe you need to come up and clarify exactly what the request is now.
We had two counseling centers in addition to this. We just moved that space into the chapel. So there's two less buildings because of that.
So specifically now you're asking for 25 cabins.
25 cabins.
Yeah, right. Chapel, 25 cabins.
Is that chapel going to be your multi-purpose building?
And the chapel is a multi-purpose building that will have counseling, and then it'll just be a big open space for activities as well.
The one other change, there was some concern about the easement to the cabin, the two-acre lot.
Up here?
Right. Mm-hmm. And the original plans had us moving the easement, and in an effort to get an agreement to move the easement, we've decided it would be easier just to honor the existing easement. So we also had to...
Okay.
How wide a surface is that going to be going to hit property?
Okay. It's a 50-foot easement at this point.
Yeah. This is Ella Lane that comes back to this existing house here, and the gentleman that spoke that was for the project, that's where he lives.
Very showy.
And then you can see we have... illustrated here, there's a lane that goes between the trees, and you can see it popping out right there and going in right here. And then there's a one-lane exit right on this side of the trees in order to preserve that those existing big oak trees. And,
Will there be a lane on that where he could turn a trailer or something into his property?
We left the existing access the way it is now. You see, this road right now is a one-way road, one-lane road, and it comes across here, and he gets his access right through here into this project. So we left that, we left it the way it is now.
See, that's your existing question. He brought in 35-foot fifth wheel just the other day. He does have the ability.
And it doesn't affect.
We'll preserve that.
Yeah,
and flag there doesn't affect that at all.
No. And they were worried that they didn't have access, and all along we said we want to work with you, and if you don't have legal access, we want to give that to you. Based on what Eddie said, they do have access there. So,
well, one thing I've got a question on: we're talking about putting 25 cabins in there, mm-hmm. and you're requesting not to have to put that treatment plant in until the project's complete.
We'll have to put that treatment plant in whenever the sewer department engineers say we have to put that in. So we might be able to build three cabins, and then they say after that the existing septic system will not handle that. You have to put in your treatment plant. So we're kind of under DNR on that, and Department of Natural Resources regulates the engineers and when how many units and people you can put on a septic system. So Ben will definitely abide by those guidelines.
Okay.
This is kind of a picture, and again, it's always before this house is built in here, but this is where it's platted down low. Of course, you see small and the turns come through here. And I'm guessing this is where they have their existing access right in this area.
Right, it cuts across here.
Yeah.
So their access, they would have to both lanes from where their current driveways are located?
They're actually on the end of it.
Well, that road needs to be built now before we start the project, doesn't it? First entrance, sir.
Well, I think you would have some cause to request something here because they would be increasing traffic there. This is something that should have been done by Mr. DeLilio. Why it wasn't, I don't know. I don't know that in the future Mr. DeLilio owns a pretty big piece of property here that he might not want to develop, and that being the case, that you could have him put in some more road from where he's developing back to here or something like that. I mean, you can do what you think. To me, it's a little bit hard to say, I've come in and bought this property, now I've got to go back and correct the mistakes that somebody else made long before I owned it. When I'm not actually going to be necessarily increasing traffic here, but you know they will be increasing traffic here.
the original use was not for that. I mean, when it was first established.
It was a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got a driveway coming off Ella Lane going back up into that parking lot, up on the far end, down, right to the right there, up.
Yes. Which way do you want me to go?
Right there. That's where that parking lot's at.
There will be traffic coming off.
Yeah. I don't know.
So that's going to increase traffic right down.
When the project's built out, it definitely will do that. Yes, sir. And maybe it's something that you say, I need this right now, and then when you build this in here, I need this. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying,
Is that going to be built, the chapel and all that, pretty quickly? I mean, that parking lot, that's one of the first things it sounds like you're going to do if it's a multi-purpose.
Phase one is really us coming up with a couple of overnight accommodations in the existing facility.
Uh-huh.
Phase two would be to build the chapel and some additional cottages, and we would expect to improve the roads as we build those, because we are going to create some traffic.
I've got a concern about the sewer. It's right over the hill to the lake. And if there was something to happen with that sewer, even with two cabins.
Sam, would you go back?
It's going to go in the lake.
The lake is here, Rick.
Yeah, and this
is where they're putting the treatment plant. But I mean, that is a bluff.
Yeah.
So if the stuff runs this way, it could be an issue. Of course, DNR now requires an anti-degradation study to be done and some other things. And but you're right. I mean, there is an issue if there's a blowout of the system. And in the past few months, you've heard that a couple times on the radio. And it does happen. It doesn't happen everywhere. Now, of course, you can run into the same issue. All these people are on septics, and if they don't maintain those,
but there's
only
one house on those.
Yeah, exactly. Not as much. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So the thing with the treatment plan is it's supposed to have routine monitoring. There has to be a continuing authority that's approved by DNR, people that have training for wastewater disposal. They're supposed to be set up as a continuing authority to monitor and maintain that. It does happen in Taney County that people cease to do that. They quit paying the people, they quit monitoring it, and they can get out of hand. I can't speak, but normally, this...
That's about 800 feet from where the proposed plant is.
Well, that's the proposed plant. I'm concerned about before the plant is built.
You're talking about the septic system they're on now.
Right.
Oh, okay. We're wanting to build the new treatment.
No, we're wanting to build 3 more cabins and not do anything different at this point.
I see.
And we're going to have a lot of people in there, and they're going to, they're going to maybe shower in more than a normal household.
I'm
concerned about that.
Would part of the cabins addition, would that be part of phase 2? That's what you were talking about when you were talking about phase 1 and phase 2. When you started doing cabins, that would be part of phase 2.
They're going to add some cabins right away.
No, that's what I was asking. Yeah.
They talked about...
you're not going to add any cabins at all right now.
2 residences in the already existing facility.
Correct.
In the house that's
in
there.
The house.
Yeah.
But
so
not
you would
adding
make
any
like
cabins
suites
until you build that
like
breakfast type of feel.
Plant.
Mm-hmm. The way I understood was we would have to get an engineer out to look at the existing system, and is not your typical septic system. It is a one of the newer specialized systems.
And
whenever Mr. DeLillo had approval to do 5 cabins, the engineers had that existing system would handle that, had the capacity for that. Now that it's a new project, and we would have to get our engineers to look at that system, and they would have to place their approval or seal on how many cabins. I said 3 just because I thought, well, they had 5, so maybe we can do 3 under that existing system. And then they'll also tell us once you build that 4th one or 5th one, then you have to go to the treatment plant. The treatment plant is, they are very strict and stringent, and the DNR would much rather have a treatment plant than a septic type system. So,
if I could add to this, mm-hmm. This is change of use. But as they build each one, they have to have a Division 2 permit. Before they can get a Division 2 permit, they have to have a permit through Taney County Sewer Department. So that would be them, their engineers providing Taney County Sewer Department, and when it got to it, DNR would also be part of that at a certain level. So it wouldn't be something that you're really approving on the sewer. It would be Taney County Sewer and DNR before they could ever get a building permit to build anything on that.
Okay.
Have you had your offices in here too? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's where you plan on having your office, because your office staff would be in there. So they would have to evaluate that based on, I don't know if Mr. DeLillo had just, him and one other person, or, if they've got increased staff, they would have to look at it a little differently than number of bedrooms. They would say how much staff is in here, what are we basing the water usage on. So, like you said, they're going to have another evaluation done on this to say, the system that's in here now will handle this with that staff and nothing else, or whatever the case might be. But Mr. DiNullio did get the okay to build 5 additional cabins. They're going to be on septic, but that doesn't mean with their usage that 5 additional cabins would work into that septic.
But that would be up to the county, Cheney County Sewer Department.
Yeah, that would have to be
before you could issue them a Division 2 permit.
They're not issuing a additional permit without it.
So they may look at it and say they can't build any additional cabins because of the sewer system and the people that are there. They may look at it and say, well, now they've done 4.
Well, we rely on them for the expertise.
They'll have to have this engineer and the anti-degradation study and to get a system approved is probably going to take them pretty close to a year for that approval, which may be fine and dandy with them before they ever want to build anything at that particular time, for their whole project. DNR would look at it and say, okay, here's the max gallon flow you can have with the system that's in there. And that would allow you to build, this and 1 cabin or 2 cabins, whatever the case might be. But once you get this point, nothing else until that system's in the collection system and the treatment plant. So.
And I've got a question that I always ask. I'm going to ask about landscape buffering, don't you?
Sure.
It looks like to me out there that they're pretty well covered everywhere, at least when I was there. Maybe where the road is, but you can't really landscape in the middle of the road on the Ella Road side.
Sure.
So, it's a minimum of a 30-foot buffer.
Yes, sir.
And at least the best I can tell, except the only part where that wouldn't come into play is where the 50-foot road easement is located.
Yes.
So I assume that that's automatically taken into account. We're looking at that because that's a piece of property.
Well, off of Bella Road, they're going to have to set 25 feet.
Okay.
So
you could require
a 30-foot.
Is
that space sufficient for you, or do you want some hedges up there?
No, I think it's fine for where it's at. I just wanted to make sure that we were covered, because that's something we do always take into account whenever we look at, commercial up against residential properties, that it's buffered either with a fence or with landscaping, and there's actually a lot of timber out there, and I'd rather see that stay than...
When you get into Ella, of course, from here to here is 50 foot. And then on top of that...
You got the 25 foot setback.
So you're going to be 70.
I thought we were fine, but I wanted to hear what you thought about it before.
I would like you guys to consider, I did have some phone calls, somebody said if they all gather together and they're fully built out and they got 25 cabins and they got 2 people in each cabin... Now we've got 50 people plus staff, and what if they all decide to get here on the lake and start singing Kumbaya at the top of their lungs in the middle of the night? What do I do about that?
Getting that call from the sheriff.
A lot of times with commercial, that's a sheriff deal.
That's a sheriff deal.
A lot of times with commercial, we have operating hours and everything like that, and we're concerned, such like other bed and breakfasts, that we're courteous to the neighbors and that kind of thing like that. So, we probably don't want them to have mud wrestling out there in the middle of the night and everybody cheering and everything.
Well, I would like, this is something, are you going to use loudspeakers like other of our neighbors currently use at 1 o'clock in the morning and wake you up and, okay, everybody.
You're singing Kumbaya.
Oh, among other things.
Susan didn't call me, by the way.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't. I just, I'm because I know where you live, and I know that you hear it as well as I do. And so that would be my concern.
To answer your question.
You'll turn it off like at 10.
We're creating a retreat environment. We serve couples that are, stressed out in their marriage. So we're really looking for them to feel sequestered, and we want a serene environment. So now that would be... exactly. Opposite.
So, they're not going to be throwing pots and pans at each other then.
Not if they do our work well.
I can hear those too, Mark.
So, you had a question about lighting, specifically street lighting.
Do you have any kind for Ella Lane? Any lights planned for that, or close to where your neighbors are at?
Yeah, I have a question, Eddie. Maybe you can help answer. Is Ella Lane a road easement?
It is a platted road
easement.
Yes, sir.
Is that different than a right-of-way? Because this is our property line, and if this is just an easement, that
That's why I made the statement to you. It is a platted road easement. And it supplies your 911 address for the subject property. So this is the front of the lot.
The way I understand it, easement, it gives the people back here an easement through the property to get to their property, and it's not a county-maintained road.
It's like we're doing a subdivision.
It's not a...
And everybody that I've talked to.
You're going back to a parking lot back there, and you're going to increase traffic. I think that whole road needs to be developed.
Well, if it's just an easement, then you have the right to negotiate with the people and change that. The only way this can be changed is by vacation through the county commission. This is a platted road easement.
I mean, I didn't see a drawing where you were going to change
one. No, I'm not saying you did, but what happens is it affects its setbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Instead of
the setbacks go from the road easement, right?
Exactly right, and that's what he's learning tonight.
So basically 75 foot off of
the property. 50 feet off here, but he's actually... either 50 foot or 25 foot, 50 for the road easement and another 25.
Right, so 75 feet off of the...
Yes, and he's just hearing that for the first time tonight. I just found this out.
That area where you're talking about is all timber,
right,
which creates a buffer between us and our neighbors, which we want anyway. So,
they're not saying you need to do anything extra in here. They're just saying, this is the road easement. So before you get to the neighbor's property here, you've got 50 plus the 25 wherever you would build, and it's consequently gives you 75 feet of buffer in essence.
Okay.
Except for the improvements that you're talking about. Except for the improvements that you're talking about on that road to the parking lot. Yeah. I mean, you might lose some timber when you do that, but that's still...
Well, Brad, are you talking big street lights? Or are you talking...
I'm not worried about that.
The low lights through the pathways and that are kind of obscure and hidden.
Light trespass.
You're talking
about what?
Light trespass.
No, I know that, but I mean, like you would have in front of your house, the low lights to lead around a path. Are you having, big street lights to light their way?
We wouldn't want any big street lights. We would want low level, more of a moonlighting effect, maybe lighting in the trees, and we wouldn't want a bright, any type of.
So more decorative as opposed to.
Yeah, more of a residential.
Nothing along the lane that will trespass on property owners for their houses and stuff.
No, we wouldn't want any. We want it more residential feeling.
Because you're trying to create an atmosphere, a family. Okay.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay.
Now,
we've discussed a lot.
No, but he had a question here. He thought about building this whole thing. Now, got kind of discussed fixing this, and then when they begin to build over here, fixing this, which is what they mentioned their plan was, as they started in the phase two of building their cabins here, where they're going to use this parking lot, that they would upgrade this road. And are we in agreement on that? That was the way we understood it. I'm not saying that's what you want to do. I'm just saying that's what...
That's the way I understood it. Phase one of the house and the existing buildings, they would have to upgrade that 50-foot roadway easement in the front, or there might be two lanes.
Right.
And then any phase two building...
When they start building up here, they put this...
Which would include the new parking lot.
How does your office, Eddie, monitor the development process for this
amazing
project?
Amazing memory of me. anytime they get ready to build... They need to have a permit, and these gentlemen know that, and I don't have any reason to believe that they would try to build without a permit, especially if they understand what's all involved with it. They're not going to start and say, let me do this, and then I'll do that.
But I think the Ella Lane down to where it makes the turn right there needs to be done before anything is built.
Right here?
Yeah, I agree.
Period.
If they want to do the other on phase two, that's fine.
Well, that's what had been discussed. I just want to make sure y'all were in agreement. I didn't know if y'all were going to say we need to
make sure that those people that's got in that, where the comes down to the log cabin, we need to make sure that they've got a good road into their property all the time, too, during construction and not blocked and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready to move on and make a motion?
I make a motion to accept with the additions that we have just discussed.
Okay.
on now. Pop out.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay.
You don't have to finish the whole road all the way in, but you do have to bring it up to where you're talking about splitting it or whatever, the straight part.
Okay, so this first section of road.
438 feet and change.
Because it is just a lane.
It needs
to
be
a little
widened.
Horsetrack
that on man is right.
Whether it's two lanes or whether it's one wide.
Whatever
lane,
they're going to do, they need to get it finished.
Yeah,
right. However,
up to county standards.
Right. To finish it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Up to minimum county standards, whether it's two separate lanes or whether it's one big.
Okay.
Before they occupy any structure that's built under Division 2, they have to have a certificate
right.
of conformance.
Right.
And in order to get that, they must meet all the Division 2 and the Division 3. So that's part of the Division 3 would be the road there. We would catch it and guarantee before they could occupy it, it would be done.
And I've got a feeling that if anything much goes on here, these guys are going to make sure that they get their permits in place.
Yeah, right.
I think they'll help us do that.
That's right.
Okay. It's been moved. Is there a second?
I don't think she's got everything.
Well, I'm going to come back and get what she has, okay. But we need a second to the intent of the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Susan has seconded it. Now, Benita.
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
Susan.
It's the reconciliation show.
Now, let's
the new kids.
Let's see what the motion says.
I've only got one change.
Okay.
Motion to approve based upon the decision of record with the addition of construction of Ella Lane. 458 feet improvement before construction up to the road up to county road standards. It's kind of mixed up. But
okay.
I would like to add something to that.
Okay.
Before any additional buildings can be built, the rest of Ella Lane would need to be improved to county standards.
So
all the way to the end.
If they want to add any cabins or anything, you want it.
Right, cabins or the chapel or things like that, because that's where that parking lot was. Was at the chapel, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, does that, right now we don't have a cul-de-sac on the end of that road. How does that fit in here?
Well, unfortunately, these people do not own this property or this property.
I understand that.
This is something that should have been corrected before the plat was actually signed. They're not changing this road or anything like that.
So we're just going to build to the end of it like it's designed now.
I personally don't think they bought it this way. It was something that the county approved and allowed.
Quite frankly, if they build it, there's a parking lot to turn around in mm-hmm. where the chapel's at. I mean, I know it's not.
Can you go back to that picture of the...
Would a hammerhead be better there?
Would the one
could we do that?
Artist conception that there. Yeah, see, there's kind of a circle around right there.
It says
now.
The parking lot acts.
See, what happens, right, though, this is driveway for these people here. I don't know if they're going to put that in or not. But the road easement stops right there. Okay? That's where it stops. And that's, I think the new owners could make the argument that this was approved by Taney County. And, you can make the argument, you're wanting to do something different so we can require this. So, I mean, there's different things that could happen. And those are put in for the ability of emergency vehicles and school buses and stuff like that
to
turn around.
Pardon? Wouldn't
so,
that be up to the current homeowner to do something?
So it's really a public road. I mean, right now.
Well, it's privately maintained and everything, but if you wanted to go visit these people.
Nobody can stop you from going in there.
Okay, we have a motion. I want to make sure that we understand that the motion is for the proposal as it has been modified, not the original proposal. So I want to make sure that that's perfectly clear, that we're not adding the two extra buildings. Okay.
Without finishing the rest of the road.
No. We're, you know,
we're not
his,
doing that.
His original proposal was for two buildings... plus the chapel, plus the 25. And he has taken off the two office buildings
right. From
the proposal. So I want to make sure that we understand what we're going to be voting on. Okay? Any other things coming along? Okay. Bonita, again, if you would please read the motion.
Okay, I've changed it a little bit.
Okay.
Motion to approve with the addition of, before construction is started, 458 feet, the beginning of Ella Lane is approved up to county road standards. And before any additional buildings are constructed, Ella Lane is approved to county road standards to the end.
Okay.
It's still a little mixed up.
I think we probably want to take a word out of that. If you want that road right now, they're not planning on constructing anything. You want this road done?
Now.
Is that my understanding?
Before it can be.
So, no construction involved with that. They want this 438 feet of road done now.
Okay. And it's 438, I think.
Maybe 458, but it's.
Okay.
438.30.
We have a motion. Ready for the vote? All those in favor of the proposal as modified and.
Did you get the other 50-foot road easement, the rest of Ella Lane?
She did
before.
I think she did.
Construction.
Yeah, but I said when they get ready to do this construction, what she read, then the rest of this right. Finished out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
so now we're voting on the modified proposal with the codicil of the improvements to Ella Lane. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. The National Institute of Marriage is on its way.
But no kumbayas after 10. I'm going to be calling the sheriff.
Okay, let's move on then to the next part, next phase of our meeting, and this is new concepts.
We have one new concept for you.
The shooting barn.
The shooting barn. And what this is actually going to be is a facility to train for concealed carry weapons. And then, of course, a shooting area, I guess, where they can get their necessary practice or whatever that is in there. I'm not going to get into this. It's off Sycamore Church Road and everything like that, kind of a way out there area type thing. But let the Mr. Sankey come up and tell you all about it or whatever questions you might have.
Okay.
Is it across from the substation, electrical substation, basically? Or is it somewhere else? I'm just trying to...
Right there.
Oh, right there. Okay, good.
Now, what you're talking electrical substation?
Yeah. Is there any other kind?
Is there
anybody
in that area, Mr.?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I don't remember it.
Really?
There
is one there.
Someone's buffered as well.
It was not mine, I just know it's there.
Mr. Sankey.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you. Are you
going to be singing Kumbaya?
Sarah, you can come spend the night with me some night, and we can go out on my back porch and do it together.
Pretty fun. Okay. Mr. Sankey, please tell us what this project is all about.
Well, the project came about because I had to go out of the area to get personal training, firearm safety, concealed carry training, defensive shooting training. And when working with Matt and Mark and Canovian Associates, we talked about the airport coming in and how he would like to utilize that and basically bring revenue into this county. And I thought, gosh, we have a great property here. And so what we looked at is an average of two classes, one-day classes is what they are now, a month. So it wouldn't be very intrusive. They're all daytime, no nighttime shooting, no Sundays, things like that. Probably one weekend, one Saturday, one weekday, depending on how we need to move that around to fit with people in the area that are, you know, working during the day and whatever, to be the least intrusive as possible. The plans for the berm are 14 feet, where most shooting berms are 12 feet high, so it's higher. It's 8 feet wide on top, so we can plant trees and do a lot of things. One side of it is against a tree line, so it's really buffered. It's in the center of our property, basically. 35 yards by 75 feet is as big as we could do it and have a level area there. Being on the edge of Stone County poses its own challenges in anything like that. So only building dirt, change the drainage or runoff or anything. It's basically going to drain one drain right out of one corner of that little berm, everything else slopes down to it, so it would run off the same way. In researching environmental concerns, we want to do a couple things. We want to use, instead of base rock like many shooting areas are, we want to put wood chips and stuff in because it helps clean the water. It's my home. We have a well there. Rourke Creek is down below it. And, you know, so even though it's not going to be a daily shooting thing like a lot of shooting ranges, we still want to be responsible. One of the funnest things for me is driving up our driveway and having deer there. And I've always shot. We keep out mineral blocks and salt blocks and stuff, and they're pretty used to cars and stuff in there now. So that wouldn't change anything. We want to plan everything. And I've talked to the guy, the construction people, about deer-friendly clover and things like that. The back side of it is the Henning Park area, and it's kind of fun. We've worked with the Department of Natural Resources to... They park in the driveway, and I take them coffee and stuff, so we can keep people from shooting off of Sycamore Church Road down at Rora Creek, which I can't believe people do, but as you know, they do. So anyway, we've worked with them for quite a while on that, and so deer population is great. They know that's a little refuge up there, our place, as well as going right to the Henning thing. So we're probably a quarter mile from the closest other residence, and... that's what we're looking at. Do you want me to, can I bring Matt and Mark up just to talk about what we were looking at?
Sure, but
as
before
far as
you do that, I just read through the minutes, and you were supposed to appear a month ago or so, and what happened with that?
Because I'm stupid.
Okay.
I'm just saying sometimes. You'll ask him what he does right now.
Well, now wait a minute, because I'm headed off in that direction, okay. Because the name Lyle Sankey is a famous name.
That's scary, yeah, that you know that.
Yeah, okay. And I do.
Small circle
of fame,
actually. I do,
because you're a former rodeo.
Yes, ma'am, and I still do that. Okay. That's still my primary vocation, so that's one of the big limitations on how much we'll be out there and doing classes. Right. I have to be home, and I'm on the road about 200 days a year with what we do as far as, now we do rodeo schools, training around the country.
Super. Okay.
So, anyway, in talking to Matt, there's some fun opportunities with what they're working with, the Chamber of Commerce and local stuff in Branson. So let me have them come up, Matt, Mark, and just explain.
I have a question.
Oh, I'm
How
sorry.
Close are you to the Branson High School?
Oh, gosh, 8 miles? Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing
and
8 miles.
And the reason I'm asking is because having worked very closely to the cross-country team, I know that they run down Sycamore Church Road. And
they better not do it at night.
Well, you know, and my son runs and some other, and this is a big concern, is the safety of these young people.
Right, and it
because
be.
A lot of them do run at night.
Yeah, well,
they
we won't have any nighttime shooting.
They run, I mean, yeah. These boys and girls are just dedicated, and we've got a marvelous cross-country team.
Oh, I know, and we support, my wife does photography for the
and,
Booster
you know,
Club
I,
and all
I just,
stuff.
I am concerned... And I'm not anti-gun. I'm scared of them, okay? But I know that this is one of my concerns, that somebody out there mm-hmm. practicing could hiccup, and I don't want to see these kids get hurt.
Justifiably so. Again, that's why we're doing 14 feet instead of 12 feet, just extra security. The range actually parallels that part of Sycamore Church Road. And on the west side of it, it's low enough that there's a hillside right there, so where the road goes, it's going to be where it does curve and go back towards 76, it's much higher than where we are. So it's very, very protected. And purposely, it's facing west, and so the depth is there, so we'll have the sound buffering and everything from where the housing developments are and that kind of stuff.
And you can provide for us a picture... drawing of
I have that.
What this field will look like.
The field?
Well,
of course, we're going to take
property.
Videos for it.
Yeah,
I would love
to have you do videos like you have here
yes.
So you
yeah.
can
yeah.
see
and
the
building
around it.
Plan
and the
plan
are
you going to have any kind of buildings out there?
No. Again, that's my home, and we do not want extensive traffic in there.
Yeah.
It will come off. Actually, it's an existing driveway that goes up to that field, and it's really cool because it's all enclosed.
Yeah,
so you can't see it from anywhere. You know, you can't even see it from our house. It goes through just a wide enough drive that we've cleared, and all we've done is put new rock on it.
What is that big roofed building that's off to the northwest of your property?
Let me look
yeah,
at
that
the
one.
Picture.
This one here?
Uh-huh. Is that Sycamore Church?
No. That's where they put in an outside arena. horse arena, and yeah, they have a couple there, cattle pinned in there right now, and they have horseback riding stuff.
The ranch down there. What's the name of the old town that used to be down there along the track?
Garber.
Garber.
Yeah. There is a big white building. I'm not sure if you can see it from the picture. It's on the other side of the road where it says Nolan there. Thank you. The red button. Up here somewhere, there is a white indoor arena that they built and it caved in. And the situation down there is a guy that's a very cool guy that I had a great relationship with. He, big car dealer in St. Louis, and he bought that, I think, 350 acres and then bought what was the old Willard Jones estate when Willard passed away. And he was going to keep it for his grandkids. And he came up with a sudden cancer and died. And so now his two sons, who are in St. Louis, basically they've been trying to just sell the property and just turn it into cash instead of keeping it for their kids like the dad wanted to do. But anyway, so when the building caved in, they collected the insurance and they didn't use the building. They didn't rebuild it or restructure it or anything. But what you're seeing there is just dirt, basically.
Mr. Sankey, you were talking in this area here, if I remembering correctly.
Right here. And you can kind of see where the trees grow over the top of this road here. I mean, it's cleared enough you can bring a big truck or something in there, but the trees grow right over the top. It is really cool. And so the little range right here would run east and west 35 yards and then 75 feet wide.
So you'd actually be shooting down this direction?
No, sir. We'd be shooting almost straight west. This is north, so straight west, yeah.
Because this is Sycamore Church here.
Yes, right here, Sycamore Church.
So you're shooting towards Sycamore
Not Church. Towards, yeah, no, we didn't want to shoot towards church. This house. I have a very good friend that lives here. So we wanted everything to be into what is basically a hillside here, but again, with 14 feet high, it's pretty well protected there.
It's going to be supervised all the time, right? It's not going to be any kind of open.
No, I don't want to have open practice shooting like Ozark Shooters or anything like that. And we're looking at a couple days a month.
Tied into your customer base, people who are coming to your classes, that kind of thing like that.
Yeah, let me have Matt and Mark, if that's okay, explain what they do and how we think we could bring some additional revenue into Taney County.
If I can, I'm Matt Kenobi, and this is my associate Mark Wright.
If you don't want to see a copy of this, it's a pile of dirt, so it's not very exciting.
I'm going to need to have that for the pile. Yeah.
That besides my bio, this is what we offer.
You know, this is good.
I'm certified NRA certified.
If you do it on one,
1976 when I was in the Marine Corps, I've been an international police trainer, local police trainer. What we've done is in the Springfield area, we have established a training program where we train concealed carry in conjunction with Bass Pro Shop up there. We also do advanced training, rifle, pistol, shotgun, handgun, stuff like that up in the Springfield area. What we've noticed is a lot of people from Branson area are coming up to my class. And I'm wondering, like, don't you have any of this down there? And I go, no, we don't. So we decided, we became very good friends for a while, and he said, look, you know, I've got this property here, and I would like to go ahead and have some training facility here so that he doesn't have to fly out to Burnside in Las Vegas and so on and so forth. He could all have it here. And I said, okay, that's fine. We can bring the training down. And what we're talking about is providing concealed carry training or some sort of tactical rifle or handgun course, probably about twice a month on average. Now, in the wintertime, of course, there'll be none of that. But that's what we could offer. And what we were hoping is that at some point in time, with the Branson Airport, people would be willing to fly in, go here, use the facilities for Branson housing and hotels and so forth, and all the amenities that Branson brings to the table, do some training with us, and then go ahead and take part in the Branson activities, and then they fly back out and they would have the training they would need. Very similar to what, is anybody familiar with a place called Funsite? Funsite? They're out in Las Vegas, and that's where people grew out there on a much broader basis. But we would do concealed carry, and we would also open up for once in a while for people who want to fly in and groups to do training over at Lyle's location.
And again, ma'am, I understand your concern. I got to get it myself. And that road right there, what we've done is, and it's all under supervision. I mean, we won't let people just walk out.
I'm an NRA certified safety range officer.
You know, and I'm, please, I want you, I'm not anti-gun. I just, but I have got somebody that lives right behind me that has a shooting berm. And my son runs along Lakeshore, and there's Kennecott is there, and it scares me to death. To me, I want it out in the sticks. If you want to shoot deer, you can come to my house. I don't care about that. But I don't want anywhere. I just know where the track team runs.
Well, the scariest part, you're right. They called the police out there recently because of a couple of kids that were shooting rifles towards my house from off the railroad track up there.
Yeah.
That's the worst concern,
and
people shooting from their car.
Of course,
and
I know that y'all are responsible. That is not in, please know that that is not in question. My concern is just the stray gun, the stray bullet that hurts some kid.
And that's why, here's where you mentioned they didn't be running. The range, what Lyle's talking about is, it's here, and all the shooting is directed to go this way. And it only goes one way. It's only controlled to go one way, and that's what our job as range officers and range safety officers is. All the fire will be from this, going this direction only. And that's a 14-foot high burn that it goes into, and again, I'm going to buffer up against this, there's a ridge that goes above here that goes above the firing line. So everything, if we need to go over 14 feet, we end up hitting the berm back here. The natural berm is built in right here.
And your safety record?
We have not. We worked real hard. We have had no accidents or discharges on our range or anybody injured since we've been up in the Springfield area for the last 5 years. Now, even prior to then and all the training I've ever been involved in, we've never had an accidental discharge or something.
We occasionally actually travel and do training in this part. Certified in our range, safety range officer, we do extensive checking and behind, and if anything is questionable, we don't do any shooting. But we've had to do that on a few occasions over here, so we have a very good record. We think this is probably one of the best locations we've ever scouted before.
I tell you, this could really be a great opportunity for people in this area who do want concealed carry, don't want to go up to Springfield to go ahead and do it. It's a great location, plus with the airport that's come in and the facilities down in Branson. We talked to the people at the Chamber of Commerce, we talked to the gentleman up there, and this plays into what the Chamber wants to do. They,
Justin Stein, I believe is his name, at the Chamber of Commerce, and we spoke with him probably about a month ago, and he said this would really fit in perfectly, because I guess they got this new marketing plan that they're going to be implementing in the coming months about sporting events, and he thought this would really be, because we would, in regards to shooting, he sees that as being a part of the marketing plan, and he was potentially helping us do some marketing to businesses that come down here for retreats that may want to do some staff training or whatever with their businesses. So he saw that as being a big plus with this. We also have approached Bass Pro, and they're actually already promoting our concealed carry classes in the store with our trifles that you have right here. Bass Pro does that in Springfield as well. So, we think it's
great.
I've just got a couple questions. First of all, a couple comments that hopefully both of my daughters are shooters. They actually shoot at shooters all the time. They're both NSSF
members. They shoot
members.
At shooters?
Yes. Don't know what that means.
Yeah, shooters.
They're ATA members, and they both shoot trap and have shot for...
Oh, they would be your children.
Yeah, they're my kids. For 8 or 9 years. And there's probably 50 kids in the Branson School District that shoot and have shot. I've been involved with it for the last 8 years, and there's never been even an accidental discharge. When you've got, this is the best case scenario when you've got range officers. I'm just giving you a pitch in general, but you've had 5 years. I've had kids that, 8 years, 50 a year, that some of them are inexperienced and some are experienced, and we've never even had an accidental discharge because Peggy is very strict about that. They point one gun wrong the one time and they go sit down and they're done for the day. And so, because it's that important. But my questions are this. Ruth Paul Henning is to the south of you right there. And I know there's some trails in there. I don't know where in there. I've actually never been on them. But the couple of questions that I've got for
right
you...
Back,
let's see, right back in here is where the running trail is. I run there all the time.
Okay, but it doesn't. They'd have to really work to get to your property. That's a question.
I don't think you can get to my property from the running trails.
Okay.
So I mean, you'd have to go through. Okay. No.
So my other question is, you know, like when you go to a shooting place, like at Bodark, you know, you've got that, when you've got public that can access unknowingly onto the shooting range.
Oh, no, you'd have to go, just to get to my property line, you have to cross a ton of tree line.
But if they did, okay, what are your, how are you going to sign that? I'm concerned, you know, this is concept, so this is one of the things that I'm going to ask for.
Well, and I appreciate that. That was one of the encouragements that you guys were going to help us, so.
Is that you have some type of signage. I mean, you can't keep, you know, we can do anything we want and not keep idiots out. I mean, but you've got to do something to let them know there's a. I would like to see on that south, actually on any border that abuts public property or residential, that you have some common signage that says shooting range area.
That's easy to do.
Like you see at Bodark. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I would certainly like to see added.
Yeah, that's easy.
Good common sense.
So, and then the other question is, and it's already kind of was mentioned, but you'll need to come up with some type of hours of operations that we could limit you to.
8 to 5 normally. And I have that in
days
some notes.
You know, days, like, is it 7 days a week, 8 to 5? Is it
well, you keep talking about
Monday,
escalating.
Twice a month.
That's Scott from 8 to 5. There on
right now in the Springfield area, what we offer is Saturdays and Mondays.
My concern there is my comment there is don't limit yourself. If you say, if we end up saying Saturdays and Mondays 8 to 5, you can't do Tuesdays and Wednesdays ever without coming back.
Okay, so could we just say that we limit it to an average of 2 days a week and no Sunday classes?
You can ask, but you don't tie yourself into too much of a knot. With 5 days a week, and we're going to kick out Sunday or whatever the case might be, or something like that. But for just ask in general, can we do it 2 days a week? I don't know what days of the week.
Yeah, I'd love to say Saturday through Friday, we could do it any 2 days, but we'll, you know, our target is we won't be doing 2 days a month right off. There's his schedule.
Well, but the question is not right off. The question is, once you have this.
What I'm saying is ask for what you need, but don't ask for something you don't need because it's going to be chopped off.
So should we say ask for 3 days a week?
Why don't you think about that?
Yeah, those are things you don't need to ask today, but those are things we're going to want to know, and the public will want to know.
Very good.
You know, things like that. At least I think they will.
Yeah, and I appreciate that very much. That way we still have the flexibility. This is the first time we've had to do something.
The reason is if you plan it for Saturday and Monday, okay, if it rains on Monday, you're not going to be able to have it.
And they've flown in.
Oh, we're sorry, it rained. We need you to come back here on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, that's good.
And we understand this is a business, and just because you're saying I'm only going to do 2 days a week doesn't enhance your chances any better than saying I'm going to do it Tuesday through Saturday, these hours.
And if you're overwhelmed with business and you want to change, then you can come back here and say, okay, hey, guys, we'd like to do it 5 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Look at that. We'll think about that 3 days a week. Just 3 days a week between, but the hours for sure. We don't want anything at night. We don't want anything on Sunday. So the hours, we can pretty much be solidified that from 8 to 5.
How about 9 to 5? Well, Saturday people sleep late.
Well, actually,
there are no neighbors. You know, they'll come shoot my deer. They're eating my hostas.
I've been to 3 classes
in the valley. Never from shot before 9:30.
That sound really
good. Well, you know, on weekends, it's just people live around it. During the week, they got to get up. They got to go to work. Start at 6. I don't care. You know, but Saturday, I don't want to hear gunshots.
Gentlemen, we look forward to you going through the process, and you'll receive your instructions from Benita and notify the public, and we'll see you next month.
Okay, now I scheduled the public hearing notice as in accordance with the paperwork that I got from you, so that's scheduled to run Wednesday for...
Yeah, because they've approved you to go ahead with some concepts, so it can go in the paper and down there.
Okay.
So we'll send out the letters and everything the next day.
And I got to pay you for that before I leave.
Not necessarily leave tonight.
Okay, just send it. Okay.
If you have any graphics or anything that you want to show, get them in tonight.
Give me something and I'll modify a little bit.
So we will have a site.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let's move on to permit renewal request.
And there are none.
Good.
People.
Then let's move on to old and new business.
Last week you instructed me to place a stop work order on Alton Construction, which I did. Mr. Alton called me, has called me a couple times, and actually came in and saw me today. He couldn't be here tonight. He said, hey, I thought you gave me the okay to put that off. I said, I did. I said, but we have differentiated between your old permit and your new permit and everything. I said, and the problem is, under your old permit, you were permitted to do some things, and you're taking advantage of using the land like that, but you haven't met the stipulations of the old permit, is what I told him. And he said, well, just what do I need to do? I said, well, we need a fence up there. You need to move the equipment off the property. And he said, which fence and how long? And I said, I think the fence near the house in the back of the property, that's the one we're concerned about.
I think it was 300 and something.
I'm pretty sure we were pretty specific.
Okay, I'm just told him I would find out and call him today.
Whatever's in the decision record.
Okay, but right? I told him to expect when he brings the project back through that you might decide you want the whole equipment yard fence.
I'd say it's a pretty good experience.
But right now, I think we're needing the fence between you and the house behind you. Am I right on that?
Primarily.
Okay.
Because that's where the residential is.
So I'll tell him that's what we need, and then he'll get on that. Now, he's hoping to come in to you and have all this financing in place so he can give you a completion date.
I would personally rather he just not do the fencing or anything, do anything
he
until he
do
comes
it.
Back so we can do it all at one time.
I agree with him.
Okay. Well, I was asked to put a stop work order on
he
there.
Was given the, he
well,
was
it's
given
because
the
he needs
chance,
to get his stuff off of there.
He was given the chance to put that fence up there before he done anything. He did not do that.
I agree.
Money, that's not our concern.
I agree.
And those people aren't very happy with it. With the construction, the equipment running, and the equipment sitting there, and here they are looking out, lights at night, because they have been there at night.
Which he said he wasn't going to have either, right?
Right.
Well, I told him, I said, when you come back through, you can expect they're a lot more savvy on your project than what they were first.
Savvy.
You don't want him to put the fence up right now?
That might be a bad investment.
Okay. I will tell you this, gentlemen. You're not going to hear this, but we are somewhat predisposed as long as he hasn't changed the project and the neighborhood hasn't changed to...
But he can still get everything off of there until that whole fence is up.
Yeah, it'll take me more than 120 days before I can make him get everything off the property. I mean, I can start.
But the process would be underway.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And it is now. And everything. And so what our process states is, here's why you're not in compliance. Tell me how you're going to fix that and see if that's acceptable. So... yeah, I told him, I said, Neil, the only two things I can see is you take all the fence off and put this fence up right away.
Well, and he can build the fence, but that's no guarantee that he's fixed his problem when he's done that. Is the
right.
Is what he needs
and
to
I, and I told
or
him,
that the prior or that it'll pass.
I agree. I'm just
so I mean I think he either needs to build the fence or move the equipment.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean I'll tell him we need this fence up right away. Or take your equipment off. I don't care which.
Yeah.
And everything. So, but I didn't want him to build a fence in the front where you couldn't see it from Highway 160 because I didn't think that's the fence you were talking
sure
about.
Sure, he keeps his operating hours.
It's definitely the bigger factor is. Yeah.
But, and I told him, I said you can expect a whole lot more stipulations. And I said it wouldn't surprise me if they don't want the whole yard where the equipment is fenced in hours and everything like that. So.
My question goes beyond that. Do we have any kind of a bond or anything for him to clean that up once he gets out of there?
I have a land disturbance permit right now. It's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of the maximum, probably $5,000 or $6,000.
Good.
Because
in my opinion, sooner or later he'll pull out there.
Well, and that may be the case, and maybe that's something that when he's coming back through, that's another stipulation. But
the economy like it is.
He's actually starting to pick up, he said, a little bit.
I may be wrong.
He's moved a lot of equipment in there just lately.
Yeah, and he's been moving some out here recently, too. But there was a lot in there.
Where does he move it to?
He is getting some job sites, so he's starting to move it out to the job sites.
Well, there was three big caterpillar looking, big orange things
that
out there.
That may not happen, but I just...
Right. And that's...
They
that's
were big and they were orange. With guns on them.
If he builds his business, then there'll be a business sitting there. And you may want to make some kind of stipulation, of how that... how that's going to be handled or something like that.
Okay, and when do we expect to see him?
He will be here next month.
Okay.
In public hearing. So he'll be the first meeting next month. Like I say, unfortunately, there's not much I can do to make anything happen then except urge him to put up the fence or move the equipment. We can do that, but drag him into court would take quite a while to do.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
But he is aware and he is concerned that the prosecuting attorney is involved, so... Or would be involved. Right. All I got to do is drop
okay. them. And what has happened to the tiger people?
Eddie Wolf said they just didn't show up. So I don't know what's happened to the tiger.
Okay.
They've not contacted our office. Did you know of? I mean, they've not contacted the office or anything. I told Benita if they feed their tigers like they do correspondence with us, we'll not have to worry about it.
They'll be dead pretty soon.
So I do not know. And Eddie said they never have contacted him. He thinks they're working on their financing still.
Is a gorgeous...
So
and then on your agenda for last week was the airport park. Or
the air park has hired Eddie Wolf to be your surveyor now. We did have a meeting last Friday where we sat and talked about a lot of different things. And Eddie said, do we need to go ahead and plat all these roads in right now to all these properties? And I told them that you were of the understanding that she was going to phase this. And as she brought these phases up to snuff, that it would take care of the properties that she'd sold off what we would consider illegally at that time. But we didn't expect that to all be fixed with phase one. And so he's in agreement with what needs to be done, everything like that. We made it pretty clear on how things are to be handled. We talked last time about zoning districts, got your recommendation. My meeting with the commissioners was canceled. I believe they rescheduled it for the 26th, which will be next week. They did request copies of that, so what the recommendations were. I did send that all to them for them to review and everything, and I just haven't heard anything yet. Also, I gave you a paper this afternoon, or as you came in, concerning the property on Ant Highway and the church. Something I've been chasing for a long time. I've talked to Anita Jane Ayers. I've talked to a lot of people wanting to know what the story is, and had one of the elected commissioners say, when are you going to do something about that down there? So I've gone through the process, and I've sent it over to Jeff Merrill. She's talked to everybody but me. She will not talk to me. I am evil incarnate. Matter of fact, when my name is mentioned to her today, she went. So
we all do that.
Consequently,
I don't, Eddie.
what I'm trying to get accomplished on this property is I want her to get back in front of this board so that we can get things straightened out and see what can be approved and what can't be approved. Unfortunately, everything she wants to do cannot be done. And if you'll take the time to review that history, I understand her reluctance to want to come before the board. Every time she comes before the board, she's turned down many times.
Well, it's that apartment she's got, that school bus with the curtains.
There is. The plans are a little grandiose.
Yeah,
and like that.
Pretty curtains in the school bus.
She did get the okay to, actually she's operating a car lot now that was presented, denied, went to board of adjustment, was denied, and she cleaned it off. She's doing that again. She's operating the small engine repair on this site. She's operating, she's got several rental properties, one or two of at least, which were built without permits. Mm-hmm. She's added carports, things like that. And when I go out, she says, I've got permits. And she did have permits at one time, but there was a lot of stipulations put on that she didn't follow. And so all of her permits were revoked. And even though she continued to request a renewal, they would not renew them. And she's in a situation to where I will not issue a permit. And that's why she struggles with me. So, unfortunately, before this thing can be resolved, she's going to have to spend some time with me. And not because I want to or anything like that. It's just because that's the way it has to be, according to our code book. So, I'm hoping to get her. She said she would be here tonight.
Well, and I think it's important because, she has called me now twice, and I don't know who else on the commission that she has called. But I think we all need to get our stories straight that we as individuals cannot help her at all. As a commission, we can, and for her to come before the commission, she has to go through Eddie.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to do. But unfortunately, I'm the person that keeps telling her no, and she doesn't want to deal with that. So she's met with a lot of different people, and you need to be careful what you tell her, because she will take it as approval. And so I'm just saying.
I mean, the bottom line was, I can't talk to you. You need to call Eddie. I mean, wouldn't that be?
Well, you just need to say you need to fill out an application, and get in front of the board. I mean, if you tell her to come talk to me, we're not going to get anywhere. I just need her to come in and present to you. Unfortunately, I'm going to be here unless we know what's going to happen, and I can take a vacation or something.
And one of my recommendations to her was get legal counsel,
right?
And let an attorney represent.
And I believe you talked to Chuck in the last day or so, and Chuck has recommended that she come in. And like I say, that's why I brought you the history of the property, because she was supposed to be here. Do review the history of that property. The file that I have for her is this. So, which basically has the history of everything, and you're welcome to review that. But she did bring this in to John Soutee, and the things in yellow are what she's planning on building here in the near future. And she will build.
Now that's a site plan. Well, at least it's not on a napkin.
But that's what's going on in our world.
4.02 acres with sewer.
Pardon?
There's sewer out there?
No, sir. That is on a special septic system. And if you'll read in there, there was a lot of stipulations about that with the tornado.
Well, because there's a creek that runs right
there. There is. And there's a lot of ledge rock.
I'm stuck in all those other 2 acres.
And unfortunately, you know, one of the stipulations that she had a long time ago was that she could have the small engine repair garage, but she was supposed to parcel that off into 1 acre and then keep the 2 acres for the, she was going to build, I think, 5 duplexes or something like that altogether. She never did split that off. And now we can't. You know,
right.
We can't create the 1 acre parcel. You know, so with every one of these, like the car lot, it doesn't meet the access, and there's no parking for people that might pull in there to look at cars. Same thing with the small engine repair. It doesn't meet parking and access standards. Now she's overburdened the property with residential structures. You know, it just goes on and on. Everything kind of crosses out the next. She could have had like one residential structure and the business. She's got enough acreage if she got that approved, depending on what the business was, but you can't have several businesses and homes everywhere. So it's just really kind of
she's done her own
now,
plan development.
She's been sat with John CT, and John told her system's big enough for what she's got out there. As far as buildings and bedrooms are concerned, I don't know if he's evaluated for businesses or anything like that. I just don't know.
Is she living on the property?
I believe she doesn't. So, and then the other 2 places are rented out. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on, so.
Is our meeting adjourned?
I'm done.
We'll see you all in August.
Hey, anybody wants to ride with us, give us a call.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
Will you call me?
I will.
I want to see the berm.
Shooting berm.
Okay, but I'm not letting you take pictures this time.
Why? I think I did a really good job. Just because it's a little arty, you know. Sarah had great appreciation.